Good evening, everyone. Simon Tesvov, Seif Dalet, discusses the Shaila of Nikra HaTalas, Toch Shloisha Etzbois. If a Talas tears within the three Etzbois, we have discussed and learned about the three Etzbois of the corner of the Talas. Do you remember? There's distance over here, which we discussed, that is, it needs to be the three etzbois over here, the distance between the hole and the edge of the talus. We've spoken about that. Now, this seif discusses, it's remotely connected to that, he discusses what's the halacha if this part is a part of the talus which tears, the corner of the talus tearing, if it tears. What's the halacha then? We're going to see that if the corner of the talus tears, there's going to be machloikus, that we're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch says, Nikra talus toich shloisha etzbois, if the talus tears within those three etzbois, within that three thumbs length, the talus becomes posel. The talus becomes posel. And there is two, or maybe two and a half reasons why this is so. The first reason, just as a few words of introduction, is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says that you know why this is going to be possible if it tears, the corner tears. So the reason is as follows. Because what are you likely to do if it tears? If it tears off? What's most people going to do? I mean your wives, of course. Of course, you're going to stitch it up again. So if you're going to stitch it up, so what's going to be? There's chances that there is a bit of a thread which is going to be sticking out. Chachamim were concerned that since there's a thread sticking out, once you've stitched it up together, Chachamim were concerned, you look at this thread, and what are you going to be ending up doing? Exactly. Not everybody's been zoicher to learn Dir Shum Mishnevura. And people might make a misconception, a misunderstanding, and they think, oh, there's one thread over here, you know what? Why would I bother? You know, let me use that one and add another seven around it. Because there's one thread sticking out from the stitches that you have done. Therefore, you just add another seven and here you go, here I've got my tzitzis. So this is the concern according to Rashi. Again, according to Rashi, the reason is, if a corner of a tzitzit, of a corner of a talus tears off, it's possible. Why? Because most people are going to end up stitching it together. If you're stitching up together, chances are it's going to be a thread sticking out. If there's a thread sticking out, chances are you're going to be counting it as one of the, why do I need eight? Let me just add seven to this thread. And it's, of course, going to be possible tzitzis, not kosher tzitzis. At the very least, it's tasim not also. It's probably lacking in lishma. Many reasons why this thread is not a good thread. So therefore, Chum said that, you know what, if it tears off, the corner tears off, according to Rashi, this is possible. Very good. Very, very good question. Very good question. We shall be seeing more details about this. Okay, this is Rashi's reason. The Rav Amram Gaon had a different understanding in this din altogether. Rav Amram Gaon, he believes that it's possible for another reason. And he says as follows. It's not necessarily about a tear. It's that if it tears and there's a whole piece coming off, which is less than three etzbois on three etzbois, the corner coming off altogether, so not just a tear, but it's coming off altogether, then less than three, if it's less than three on three etzbois, this is not considered a baguette. Now, this is a shmata. That's right. I'm sure if Amram Gaon himself used that lashon. That's right, just a little shmata. It's just a little piece of scrap, a bit of nothing. And now within that of Amram Gaon, there's two nuschos, two understandings. Either, pshat is because this is not a baguette now, this little piece is not a baguette. If I put this back onto the talus, this remains forever a non-baguette. It's just a schmatter, it's just a scrap. If I put this back onto the baguette, even if I stitch it back on, however nicely I do it, something which is a schmatter remains a schmatter forever. Something that is a non-baguette because of its size will remain a non-baguette even once you've reattached it onto the baguette. So therefore, I won't be able to put tzitzis there because it's just a non-baguette. That's Rav Amram Gaon A. Rav Amram Gaon B has a slightly different knach. Rav Amram Gaon second mahalach in Rav Amram Gaon, so 2B, is because it's a taseh v'loy mina osui. If you've got over here a tzitzis, which is, if you have got something which is less than 3 on 3, and then it was torn off, and I'm putting it back on, it's taaseh v'lo mina osoi. It's taaseh v'lo osoi, and therefore, Rambam Gaon says that if a less than 3 on 3 came off, and I'm reattaching it, it's a problem because taaseh v'lo mina osoi. We shall be seeing this inside, and we're going to see that as the Shulchan Aruch discusses these two opinions, Rashi and Rambam Gaon A, Rambam Gaon B, we're going to see there's various nafkaminis ledinim. Seif Dalet, let us see. Nikra ha-talas, if the talas is torn, toich shloisha etzbois, within 3 etzbois, somuch close lesfas ha-knaf, 3 etzbois close to the corner of the edge of the knaf, of the baguette. Einoi reshai, one is not allowed lesofoi to stitch it back on. That's the statement, everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees to that. Ve'peirish Rashi. Rashi's understanding in this is as follows. The Chashinon were concerned. Sheishtayer, that there will be remains, Michot HaTfir, from the thread of the Tfir of the stitches, V'yanichenu, he will put it, V'yoyziv olav shivachotin, and he'll add 7 threads of tzitzis to it, L'shem tzitzis from its tzitzis. And that, of course, is no good, because you can't have, you've got that, according to Rashi, 1 thread is sticking out, but that's no good, that's not tzitzis thread, and you're just adding 7 tzitzis threads to it, it remains possible. Therefore, don't ever, if it's less than 3, don't ever put it back on. By the way, why is more than 3 not a problem? It's all if it's within 3. What if the tear is above 3? Above 3, it's... Pardon? No, if the tear happened... Very good. That's right. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Niyud. Let me say Sefkot Niyud in Mishnah Berurah. Toich shloisha etzbois, aval lemalo mishloisha etzbois. But if it's above the 3 etzbois, yochel etofro, you would be able to switch it back on. Lekule alma, according to all opinions. De la perish Rashi, according to understanding of Rashi, haloi sham ein makom tzitzis. It's anyway exactly what you're saying. There's no makom of tzitzis at all. It's not a makom tzitzis at all. It's not a place of tzitzis at all. Kanal, as we learned in Simeon Aleph. And therefore, ein chasha ein lochush, there's no concern, shikichen le tzitzis. He's no concern that he's going to use that single thread of the stitches, then he's going to start using that for tzitzis. There's no concern because it's not a makom tzitzis at all. This is according to Rashi. But at times there, so according to Shulchan Aruch in the second line, according to this understanding of Rashi, afilo nikra kolshu, even if a little bit is torn, lo yitfoy, don't stitch it back. Because there's always a concern. Well, because is there even going to be a concern if it's a tiny tear? Still a concern. You're going to stitch it back, and what could be? Could still be there's a threat from those stitches, and therefore, even if there's a small tear, you've got a problem. That's the understanding of Rashi. But, on the other hand, continue Shulchan Aruch, v'lefizeh, according to this, talis shel tzemer, if it's a woolen tzitzis, shenika astorich shloisha, woolen tzitzis, which is torn within 3, mutalit for her idna, you would be allowed, nowadays, to stitch it back on. Why is that? De'endech litfoy b'chut et tzemer, because you're unlikely to stitch it back with woolen threads. You're unlikely to do so. Woolen threads, unlikely, says Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, you're not likely to end up using it it's not going to end up being a problem. That's what Shulchan Aruch said. That's the opinion of Rashi. Continues the Shulchan Aruch according to the second understanding of Amram. Ve'Rav Amram Perish. So now, this is the first understanding was Rashi, as we all just understood, that it has to do with the stitches. We're concerned the stitches, there's going to be a thread, and that thread you're going to use as tzitzis. Rav Amram Gaon is a totally... an utterly different understanding in this halacha. For Rav Amram Perish, Rav Amram understood as follows. The tama, the reason, mishum de nikra toich shloisha, if it's torn within 3 etzbois, les be toiras baget, it's not considered a baget at all. He hasn't got a name of garment, it's just a scrap. It's too small to be considered a baguette. It's not considered a garment at all. The command, the lesser domi. It's considered non-existent. It's not a baguette at all. The afagav the tofro, and even if you stitch it back on, command the posik choshuv, it's still considered non-existent. It's not a choshuv part of baguette. Even if I've stitched it back on, it doesn't matter if I've stitched it back on, it's still a non-choshuv baguette. We've overed bait tzitzis, and if I've now put on tzitzis onto that scrap, loy patra letales. I can't patra letales because it's not a non-baget. I can't put tzitzis onto a non-baget. This is not choshuv. Even if I've stitched it back on, it's not choshuv. This three, less than 3 and 3 etzbos. And I can't put tzitzis onto that. It's not choshuv. For the perish there, according to this understanding, im nikra v'nishtaya kol shu, if it's torn, but nishtaya kol shu, but it's still a little bit attached. If it's a little bit attached still, it's not completely torn off. It's still attached. Kosher, it's kosher. Why is that? Why is it still kosher according to Rav Amnon if it's not completely torn off? That's right. It's still part of the baget. It's still part of the baget. It's still part of the baget. Therefore, if it's not off, it's still considered. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's still part of the baget if it's not completely torn off. According to Rashi, if it's still, as long as it's torn, it's a problem because you're worried about the stitches. But according to Rav Amnon Gaon, if it's not off, it's still part of the baget.
It's talking about that it's turkey. What's just torn within the baget, less than three?
They're talking about different. Say that again. According to Rashi, if it's torn over here, within three etzbos, if it's torn over here, it goes down over here like this. Yeah. This is the problem according to Rashi. According to Rav Amnon, let's think this through. According to Rav Amnon, if there's a tear over here that goes, let's say, it goes a couple of centimeters down. Centimeters does not mean anything to anyone over here. We have to talk inches. Yeah, it does. It does. Okay, good. So we are together. Okay. So if it's just a couple of centimeters down, but it's not completely off, according to Rav Amnon, what's the halacha? It's fine. Why? Because it's still a baget. It's true there's a tear, but it's still a baget. So only if it's completely off, totally different understanding. Totally different understanding. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. And some say that Rav Amram, according to Rav Amram Gon, loy nefsal elat tzitzios shehoyu bo be'eish shetofer. That's exactly what you said. According to Rav Amram Gon, it's only a problem if it's torn and tzitzis were attached to it. Aval im achas shetofroi, but if after I've stitched it back on, hit it by tzitzios, I've put on tzitzis to it, kosher, it's kosher. Because as the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Tezvav explains, because the tefira choshev chibur, he holds that tefira, the fact that I've attached it now, it's considered a good chibur, it's a good connection. For loy mifzel ala tzitzis shehoyu boy beishetov, and only psol is that there were tzitzis on it and they've come off now. Mishum tase v'loy mina osui. According to the second reason, so Amram 2b, as it were, it's only a problem if it's come off and tzitzis were attached to it, and now I'm stitching it back on. Then I've got a problem because Tase v'lo mina osui. That's according to Rav Amnon Gaon 2b. So again, three understandings. Rashi, opinion of Rashi, is that if it's tearing, it's a problem. Any tear is a problem. Because if it tears, we are concerned you're going to stitch it back on. It's a thread coming out. You're going to use that thread as tzitzis. You've got a problem. Because of course that thread would be no good tzitzis. That's opinion of Rashi. Rav Amnon Gaon 2a. Rav Amnon Gaon's first understanding is that if it's only a problem if it's torn off completely, this is not considered a baget. Now I'm attaching it back on, it's still non-baget. You can't put tzitzis on a non-baget. So it's come off. I'm stitching it back on. Don't worry about the stitches, but I have a non-baget attached to a baget. I can't put tzitzis onto this. It doesn't work. It's a non-baget. I can't put tzitzis on a non-baget because it's not considered a good connection. Now, 2b of Amnon Gaon, second understanding of Amnon Gaon is that if I've put it back on, the chibur is considered a good chibur, really. That's not the problem. The problem is that if the tzitzis were attached to it and have come off and I'm reattaching the tzitzis, it's considered tasev v'lo mina osui. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskins, v'yireh shemaim yetzi kol yidei kulam, and yireh shemaim shemach me all opinions, v'heicha de'efsha, where possible. What does that mean, halacha lemaisa? Does that mean there is one halacha which every single tzitzis has because of this seif? And we mentioned it previously once. What do our tzitzis have because of that halacha? Look at your tzitzis. There's something there.
It's reinforced.
That's right. The fact that it's reinforced. That very fact, that's what Mishneh Berurah said in Sif Cotton Design. Yetzis Kulam, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Cotton Design, Al Kain, therefore, Noyagin, the custom is Litva Bechol Knaf. The custom is to stitch on on kol knaf, every corner, mea talis from the talis, chaticha shel beged, a part of beged, shlema complete, mesholesh al sholesh, at least three on three tvochim, mishum de kamob godim, motzu shafilim chadoshim yesh ben tfirat toich gimel. So he says that's the meaning. That's what the meaning comes. We reinforce our corners of our tzitzis precisely because of that reason, to make sure there's no tear. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and we're going to move on. We see if hey.
According to Rashi,
yeah.
Is a tzitzis before or after?
What do you tana? Does it make a difference?
If they're there already, and you've got this.
Yes.
According to Rashi, what do you say?
Right. We should look at. Let's look at Sif Hey, which will help. Sif Hey. Im Nikra. If it's tearing, menek, see if he continues very much from the halacha. Im nika menekev shatzitzio is tolus, toluibo, boi velemato. What happens if it's tearing in a slight different way? What happens if it's tearing, if the hole stretches? Imagine it's not tearing from the edges, but it's tearing from the hole. The hole is stretched. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. If the tzitzis were there already before that it was torn, the tzitzis were there before it got stretched, before it got torn, kosher, the tzitzis is kosher. However, but if it's torn and it's only a little bit remaining, and I've stitched it back on, and after I've put tzitzis on, if it's out of wool, kosher lekulam, it's kosher. But if it's made out of different material, if it's made out of a mean that you normally would stitch back on, then you can't stitch according to Rashi. So the Shulchan Aruch is now basically telling us the following halacha. You've got, according to Rashi, always a problem. Never mind a tear from the outside. You even got, according to Rashi, a problem of potential tearings if it's by the hole. Imagine it tore by the hole and you want to stitch it back on now. Do you remember we spoke about the halachas that there must be a certain distance between the hole and the edge? If this distance, you haven't got this distance anymore, because the hole is much bigger, you've got a tear. Ever happened to anybody that the hole got, you know, there was a tear within the hole got stretched, and now you have got a problem because the hole is too big, so now you want to stitch it back on. Let's think this through for a minute. According to Rava, Amram gone, have you got a problem to stitch back the hole, to make the hole smaller? Could that be a problem, according to Rava, Amram gone? You're quite right. According to Rav Amgon, it can't be a problem. Why not? Because Amgon is only a problem if it's completely off. If it's not off, you haven't got a problem according to Rav Amgon. What according to Rashi? According to Rashi, the problem is stitches. Have you got a potential problem if the stitches are made next to the hole? Definitely. So we're learning now a very important halacha. Any stitches, according to Rashi, within three etzpois is a serious problem. Never make stitches within the three etzpois of the corner. Because according to Rashi, it's also good if you've got concern, you're going to use it as stitches. So within three etzpois, you've got a problem. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Continues Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im nikra v'tofroi. And if it was torn and you stitch it back on, and after you have attached stitches, you have a sofek. This very much leads to you. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have made stitches and only then you've put stitches on, is that the problem, yes or no? So imagine it tore and you've taken the stitches off, you've made stitches, and now you want to put stitches back on. But the Eved, is this a problem, yes or no? So here the Shulchan Aruch says, but yeah, but ikel is fuke, there's a sofek. I'm reading the words again. Vim nikra, and if it tore, the tofo, and you've stitched it back on, the achach itel boit sits, and after you put sits on, ikel is fuke, there's a sofek, as to whether it's possible, but yeah, but according to Rashi. If you have put the stitches back on, but yeah, but that's a sofek in the Shulchan Aruch, as to whether it's fine. So again, according to Rashi, the point that we have to take out, according to Rashi, is that any stitching is a potential problem. Any stitching within three etzpois is a problem and should refrain from doing so. Let us just run through say Vav. Hatoifer chatichas beged bekanfei atalis. If you are adding a part of garment, a baguette, bekannt for a talis, in the corner of the talis. V'chein, and similarly, mashinoyeg in litfoy, what the custom is to stitch on, sovi v'aneke, round the hole, shatzitzis boy, where the tzitzis is. That is taka the custom to add something to it. Ima talis shel meshi, if the talis is made out of silk, v'toifre b'chut meshi lovon, and you're adding a piece there, a corner there, which is made out of white silk as well, yeish lochosh b'dovoret az rashi. Anything you're attaching there, within the three etzbois, and it's stitched, is a problem according to Rashi. Shloite shum tfira lemata, that nothing should be, there should be no stitches, lemata meshalosh, within three etzbois, velemala mekosha gudl. Within three etzbois, there must be no stitches whatsoever. If it's right. Vehuadin finishes off the Ramah, and similarly as well, bechol mokum shetoyfe bechut shemin ad min tzitzis, the chashinon shemayikach ois echut, lechut ad tzitzis, the Ramah speaks out, that any threads that is being used within three etzbois could potentially be a problem of three etzbois could potentially be a problem that you're going to end up thinking that it's that you just add seven to it. Yeah.
So when they reinforce the hole around where you put the stitches in, and there's a few threads loose, is that a problem?
Any threads, it's all stitched. Really.
Right. If it's made out of.
It's made out of the same material as the
bagel. Right. If it becomes loose.
Right.
Even if it doesn't become loose, if it's within three etzbois, which it must be.
You know what? If it's made in the beginning, it's only talking about once you've had it and then it breaks, no?
Right.
Once you've had it.
But it does say that. Right. It's a good point. I'm not sure. Yeah, they were. It's for sure okay. I just don't know what the cheshbon is. Why it's. Pardon? Ah, the Shulchan Aruch does say that what is the material? What material is what a stitch is made out of? Rabbi said, does anybody know? Around the hole, the part that is reinforced. What material is it? Okay, this will probably be what we need to investigate. What is exactly made of? Yeah, we'll have to investigate that. Okay, that's a good point. It's a good point. Okay, just to recap what we've covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi, Simon Tesvov, Seif Dalet, Hey, and Vov. What we have covered tonight is that within, the Shulchan Aruch starts off with Seif Dalet, that if it's torn, the corner of the beggar is torn, the halacha is, you must not, if it's within three etzbois, to the corner, you may not stitch it back on. We've had opinion of Rashi. The opinion of Rashi is, because if you stitch it back on, we're concerned, you're going to use this thread that may be sticking out as tzitzis. And of course, it's not a kosher tzitzis, and therefore, according to Rashi, it's a problem. Rav Amram Gaon says, it's nothing to do with this half tzitzis, only if it comes off completely. There's a problem that it's not, the three on three etzbois which have come off is not considered a baguette, and a non-baguette, you can't use as a talus, as a tzitzis at all, you can't use it, it's a non-baguette. Even if you reattached it, it's not considered a baguette at all. If something is a non-baguette, it remains a non-baguette forever, you won't be able to put tzitzis onto that. 2a. 2b is Tasa Veloimina Osu, Yakunit of Amagon. If you've got three on three tfachim which have come off, three on three etzbois which have come off, it's with a tzitzis, it's become possible not to put it back on. It's Tasa Veloimina Osu, it's no good. This tzitzis remains possible. We've then carried on talking what's the halacha if it's tearing only a little bit, if it's not come off completely, if it's tearing a little bit. We've discussed, Yakunit of Amagon, it's not a problem at all because Rav Amgon is only a problem if it's come off completely, it's a non-baguette. This certainly is considered a baguette. However, according to Rashi, yes, indeed, any stitches which are made within the three etzbois is indeed still, there's still an ongoing chashash that you may use any potential threads that come out, you may use that as a tzitzis, and therefore it's a problem according to Rashi. We've then discussed as well, that's where the minute comes from, of reinforcing by adding an additional part within the the corners of the beggar, that's where it comes from, to make sure there's no tears, because if there were tears, according to Rashi, at the very least, you're going to have a problem. We also discussed that according to, that if you did put it back on, it's a shayla b'di'evet, if the tzitzit become postul or not, there's a tzad in Shulchan Aruch, that maybe the beggar does not become postul if you've reattached it. And we shall continue, Be'ezer Hashem, with Simon Tez Zayin, the Shirat Halis, tomorrow evening.